السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلنا في قرية من نبي إلا أخذنا أهلها بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يضرعون. ثم بدلنا مكان السيئة الحسنة حتى عفوا وقالوا قد مس آباءنا الضراء والسراء فأخذناهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, about a fortnight ago we were discussing those ayats of the Quran Sharif in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes the azab which came on the ummats of the past, on the nations of the past who rejected Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ahkam, who rejected those nabis who came amongst them and their teachings, then what kind of punishment Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent upon them. And I was explaining that if we look at those verses, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions very clearly that we sent that azab, we shook that earth, we sent those waters from the heavens, we caused the waters to gush forth from the earth, we caused the stones to rain from the top, we did this, we did that. In other words, the azab which is coming anyway in the world, it is with the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When man begins to reject the teachings of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and begins to lead a carefree life, unconcerned, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends His azab in different forms. To add to that, this ayat of the Quran Sharif again informs us, the meaning of which is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when He sends Nabis to a place, when He sends Rasuls, when He sends messengers, and in our time, no new Nabi is going to come. After Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the doors of Nubuwwat have been closed. But those people who have the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, those mashayikh, those ulama-e haq, and those people who have got concern for the deen, when they will convey that same message, then when there will be a rejection, when there will be a total rejection of those messages, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that what does He normally do? So to those people in the past also, when He sent those Nabis amongst them, then Allah Ta'ala says, we seized them, we called them to account, we took them to task with some adversity, and when these type of adversities came, then those people were expected to repent, they were expected to return to Allah Ta'ala, they were expected to make rujoo ila Allah, they were expected to learn humility. But instead of that, they continued with their rejection. So Allah Ta'ala says that when they continued with their rejection, then we changed it to prosperity and affluence. Just like the ayat which we discussed in the fortnight ago, here again Allah Ta'ala says that then we change it to affluence and prosperity. And this is where we all make a mistake, that when a person is indulging in sins and he seems to be receiving plentiful from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then it gives him the wrong impression that my Allah is extremely pleased with me. And what is all this nonsense that these people are talking about, that on rejection of the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, a person suffers adversity and hardships and difficulties? They say this is nothing that we can believe in, because if that was the truth, then we should not have been suffering. We are having palatial homes, mansions, we are living in palaces, we have got billions or millions overseas, and we seem to be having all the comforts, then what is this azab that they are always talking about? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that they used to say, when this type of prosperity and affluence comes, after hardships and difficulties, then they used to say that this is something that will carry on. There are many people who were very poor and they became very rich. They had no comforts in life and suddenly they got plenty of luxuries and comforts. And there were many who were at one time rulers, they were at one time enjoying plenty of prosperity and happiness and affluence, but the times changed and they became poor and they became needy and they became destitute. So these are things that will carry on. It is nothing to do with Allah or belief in Allah or with the will of Allah. This is what they used to say. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then sends down those azabs. So in the ayats which follow, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala warns each and everyone until the day of Qiyamah. And as you all know that we were discussing at that time about Turkey, and not even a few days after that we heard about the disaster in Cape Town. And then in a few days' time we heard about Athens, and it will carry on like that. We have to brace ourselves for more disasters, more of these so-called natural disasters. We have to brace ourselves for it, because this is one of the signs of Qiyamah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that when sins will be in abundance, then these are the type of things that are going to happen. So if you have to look at all those disasters in the light of this ayat which I am going to recite, then we can understand that how true it is. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Hakim also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Rahim. He is Kareem. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not there just to punish His creation. Nobody who makes or invents or builds something, he just builds it so that he may destroy it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also, this paragon of creation that is man, Allah does not want to just destroy him. Allah ta'ala created the whole universe for him. Allah ta'ala created the suns, the moon, the stars, the heavens, the earth, and everything, the gold, the silver, the platinum, the uranium. Anything you can think of is everything created for this man on earth. So why would Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just want to destroy it for no reason? So Allah ta'ala does not want to destroy it. Therefore Allah ta'ala, before giving the warnings, what does He say? He say, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا. If only the people of the towns had believed in Allah. We are talking about not knowledge of Allah. We are not talking about just information of the existence of Allah ta'ala. We are talking about the belief that Allah ta'ala really does exist. And He is an Allah who is almighty, all-powerful, all-hearing, all-knowing. We must believe in that kind of Allah who has got all those sifats and attributes that we read of in the 99 names. Then if we believed, Allah Ta'ala says, if the people of those towns believed, and we know that if a child is going towards fire, if the child is going towards fire, then we say that this child does not know that fire burns, so therefore drag this child out from the fire. If there's a hot iron, they will say that drag this child away, because the child does not know that if it puts its hand on that iron, it's going to burn. But if a person knowing that it burns, purposely puts his hand in there, then we will say that this person did not believe that it burns. So here also we have got some kind of knowledge and information of Allah Ta'ala's existence, but no yaqeen and firm faith and belief that He is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing, powerful, almighty, and He does what He wills. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that if only these people of the towns, they had believed, they had iman in them, and they restrained themselves from all haram. What taqaw? Here taqwa, what does it really mean? That is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala means by taqwa. That they restrained themselves from everything that Allah ta'ala had declared as haram. Allah declared kufr as haram. Allah ta'ala declared shirk as haram. Allah Ta'ala declared bid'at as haram. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala declared murder and killing as haram. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala declared for the Muslim Ummah all those things in the Quran Sharif, whatever He declared as haram, then they, if they restrain themselves, Allah Ta'ala says, if only they restrain themselves, they adopted taqwa. That means they stayed away from those gambling dens, they stayed away from those cinemas and theaters, they stayed away from watching and hearing and speaking all those things that are haram. Then what would Allah Ta'ala have done? How merciful, how kind Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. even if he had not promised us anything on this taqwa, then too it would have been our nature, our duty as Muslims and believers in Allah Ta'ala, looking at all his ni'mats that he is showering upon us, to restrain ourselves from whatever is displeasing to him. We should have been finding out that, oh Allah, what is displeasing to you? Because you are showering so much of ni'mats upon us. It should have been our duty to find out. And then if Allah Ta'ala says that this is what displeases me, you stay away from it, but I'm not going to give you anything in this world. Then too we should have said, oh Allah, even if you don't give us anything, but if it is displeasing to you, we will stay away from it. But look at Allah Ta'ala's mercy, look at his kindness. In which way do we want Allah Ta'ala to call us towards him? In which other way do we expect Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to entice us towards him? How much more can Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tell us? How loving, how compassionate, how kind and how merciful he is. Allah Ta'ala says that if only they had restrained themselves from haram, if they did not go towards fornication and adultery, if they did not go towards stealing and gambling and fraud, if they did not go towards all these haram things, Allah Ta'ala says, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We would have opened for them, not barakat. Allah Ta'ala said, we would have opened for them the barakat, the blessings of the heavens and the earth. That Allah in whose control is the heaven and the earth. He is the one who is controlling the heavens. He is the one who is controlling the earth. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who placed in the ground gold, silver, platinum and everything else. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who is sending down from the heavens everything. And all the satellites and everything which they are launching. Where are they launching them? In space, everything belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is not saying, don't make use of this creation of mine. Don't make use of the universe. Don't make use of the space. And do not make use of the ground. Allah says, I've created for you. But if only you obeyed me, if you distanced yourself from those things that displeased me, if you stayed away from those things that angered me and brought my wrath, then I would have opened the floodgates of the heavens for you with barakat. So much of blessings would have poured on your homes from above and so much of blessings from beneath. Allah Ta'ala would have caused the rains to come down when it was required and in the quantity that was required. There would have been sufficiency in everything. There would have been no high cost of living. There would have been peace and harmony and tranquility and everything else. As Allah Ta'ala mentions in another ayat of the Holy Quran Sharif, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ أَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Again, if we look at that ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that he's giving an example of that city which was enjoying peace, which was enjoying stability, which was enjoying all kinds of comforts, and even for their sustenance, the people did not have to really work very hard. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala provided for them sustenance from all sides. But when they received plentiful, when they received everything very easily, when they received the comforts of life, when they were now enjoying affluence and plentifulness, then at that time, what did they do? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. That money which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to them, those comforts Allah Ta'ala provided for them, those luxuries Allah Ta'ala gave to them, that affluence that Allah Ta'ala gave to them, they began to use it in all kinds of haram activities. They made kufr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ni'mats. They became ungrateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for those blessings which Allah Ta'ala had given to them. Suddenly they began to spend that money in such kind of places that it shocks any believer that a Muslim could be using in such places his money and wealth. So what did Allah Ta'ala do? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that then we gave them a garment of fear and hunger. That poverty or the fear of poverty entrapped them, engulfed them. All the time there's this fear that if tomorrow I have to become poor, what's going to happen? That is for those people who got plentiful, that they are all the time in that fear. If they did not have that fear, then what was the reason after they've got gold mines and they've got oil wells and they've got everything, but still that greed doesn't stop. And for others, Allah Ta'ala brought genuine poverty upon them, that droughts, famine and so many other things began to afflict them. And then also Allah Ta'ala says that khawf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put into their hearts. That khawf engulfed them. At present, which one of us can claim that we haven't got fear in our hearts? When we are driving our cars, we have got fear. When we are going to our businesses, plenty of customers are coming and there's plenty of cash flowing into those tills. But ask that person, even at that time, his eyes are here and his eyes is there, and everywhere that fear that nobody must suddenly hold him up. When we are locking our businesses and coming out of our shops, at that time we've got everything, we've got plentiful. But the fear that when I'm coming out, I must not be held up. This is for everyone. It is a sign of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that every person's heart will have that kind of fear that something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. If our children are traveling somewhere, that fear has gripped us. Before there was a time when the children went, wherever they went, it didn't even bother us, and they came back safely at night. And it was exactly like how we see even in Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Taiba, even in these days of corruption and fitna and mischief at its extreme. But even in these days, a person knows that in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, because of the barakat of Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, even up till today after 1400 years, in spite of all the evils that have crept in there with the television programs, and there's so much of crime that has increased there, but still a person feels quite happy and contented and satisfied that if his child is going even at midnight, a little child of 10 years and 12 years, then the child will return safely back to the hotel. This peace of mind, everyone enjoyed in those days, everyone. There was this peace, there was this satisfaction. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that He engulfed them with this fear after that, because they rejected, because they showed, they were ungrateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for those ni'mats which Allah ta'ala had blessed them with. So this was one of the azab that Allah ta'ala sent upon them. So here too Allah ta'ala says that if only they had obeyed, if only they had obeyed Allah ta'ala, He would have opened the floodgates of barakat and rahmat for him, for them. He would have provided for them sufficient and plentiful. They would have had peace of mind, they would have had contentment in their hearts. They would have such kind of happiness and such joy that it is nothing that you can describe in words. But that is man's nature. If it was man's nature, we can understand. But we are talking about our nature. We who listen to the same verses of the Quran Sharif every week, we listen to it in the different talks that are given. But we believe that this was for somebody else. The yaqeen does not seem to be coming in our hearts that indeed we have tried so many other things. Why not try what Allah Ta'ala Himself, the creator of man, is telling us, that you adopt this taqwa, restrain yourselves from everything that is haram. Indeed that pain will come on the heart in the early stages of restraining yourself. It will come, there is no doubt. Allah Ta'ala has kept this mujahada there so that He may separate those who are His ashiks and lovers from those who are not. Because only a person after going through some examination can he claim that I have passed the test. If there was no examination at all, therefore when the Hadith Sharif, when it is stated that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when Jannat will say that I do not have sufficient people, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will create a new creation and just put them into Jannat. They will have done nothing in this world, no namaz, no roza, no zakat, nothing. They will just be born in Jannat and they will be in Jannat and they will enjoy all the ni'mats. So one student of Hadith, he said to his Shaykh, he said that how fortunate we would have been if we had been amongst those who were just put into Jannat like that. So outwardly we too would have desired like that. But look at the sight of the Ahlullah. They said that what enjoyment would you then have had in those ni'mats of Jannat? You would have had no enjoyment because you were born in the midst of all those ni'mats. It is only a person who knows what ill health is that he will appreciate health. It is only a person who knows what poverty is that he will appreciate wealth. It is only a person who knows what sickness is that he will appreciate health. And everything else goes in the similar manner. That if there was no darkness, then we would not have appreciated the light that we are enjoying now. So because of that mujahada that they made in restraining themselves from haram, in the streets there was always a test, in the bazaars there was a test, in the businesses there was a test, when they were traveling there was a test, in their homes there was a test, that are you an ashik and lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or are you an ashik and lover of your own nafs? If you are an ashik and lover of your own nafs, then you will follow your nafs wherever it takes you. Nafs will lead you. It will lead you to destruction finally. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by means of this mujahida, He tests the people. So Allah ta'ala says, if they had restrained themselves, He would have opened the floodgates and He would have given them from the earth also so much of barakat. But they did not, they rejected. So Allah ta'ala says, then what did we do? فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Then we called them to account for that which they had been doing. But now we come on to that part which I was going to discuss at the early stage. أفأمن أهل القرى أن يأتيهم بأسنا بياتا وهم نائمون. Did the people of the towns feel secure against the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala coming suddenly upon them while they were fast asleep? These people who were rejecting the ahkam of Allah ta'ala, these people who were not prepared to bow down before Allah, these people who were not prepared to turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, these people who were not prepared to give up their sins and vices and evils, were they feeling very secure that because we have got a massive home, because of our foundation, we have got so much of steel in there that the strongest earthquake is not going to shake it. So therefore now these people felt very secure. And outside our gates there are guards and we've got all the best alarm system and security system. So did these people feel secure against the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala coming upon them suddenly while they were fast asleep? Did they think that Allah ta'ala's azab cannot come upon them? And while they were asleep, azab of Allah ta'ala came upon them. Then Allah says, Afa amina ahlul qura an ya'tiyahum ba'suna awa amina ahlul qura an ya'tiyahum ba'suna duhan wa hum yal'abun. Or did they feel secure against the azab of Allah ta'ala coming to them in bright daylight while they were playing about carefree? In everything they were carefree, negligent, not interested one bit that my Allah is watching, my Allah is hearing, my Allah is giving me a rope, He is giving me time to turn towards Him, He is giving me an opportunity to repent, to make istighfar, to make tawbah, and to come on the right track, and not for His benefit. He is giving me that opportunity so that I may become the beneficiary of His ni'mats. Allah Ta'ala wants to give me the best of the heavens and the earth, and therefore He is giving me an opportunity. But they played about carefree, they were uninterested. Their games and their sports overtook them to such an extent that their namazes, roza, zakat and hajj, everything was influenced and affected. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, did they feel secure against the azab of Allah ta'ala coming upon them suddenly in bright daylight while they played about carefree? Afa aminu makra Allah, fala ya'manu makra Allah illa al-qawmul khasirun. Did they feel secure against the plan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And nobody, Allah Ta'ala says, feels secure against the plan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala except those people who are doomed to ruin. Now from this we learn that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is warning us that don't feel secure. We are seeing, we are with our own eyes, and all the time we are just saying the disasters are striking. It happened there, it happened there, it happened there. How much of piety and how much of taqwa and how much of fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and how much of righteousness and how much of obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do we have in our bazaars and marketplaces? Do we have in our homes? Do we have in our schools and colleges? Do we have in our own lives? So how can we be satisfied? How can we be contented? How can we be feeling secure against the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala coming upon us because of our sins and our wrongdoings? This is the message. It is not only for those people of the past. All these verses are for us, that we must take a lesson from it. And when the azab of Allah ta'ala comes, then Allah is not going to separate the good and the bad, that the bad will be only punished and the good will be saved. In this world, when the azab of Allah ta'ala comes, then everybody suffers the consequences of that azab. So let us have mercy upon others if we do not want to have mercy upon ourselves. That because of our sins, so many others are going to suffer. So many good people are going to suffer because of our sins. So many innocent people are going to suffer in this world because of our sins. In the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala will separate them and give the good jannat. But I'm talking about in this world, because of our deeds and our actions. If we do not have mercy upon ourselves, then at least have mercy upon the other innocent creatures of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then why should we make them ruin their lives, and why should we make them suffer the disasters because of our sins? So brothers, this is at present something that we should always keep in front of us, that what are we doing, where are we heading for? And Allah Ta'ala is giving us an opportunity. These things are happening at other places so that we may get up, so that we may take lesson, so that we may heed the advices. And now it came way so close here in Cape Town, so therefore forget the millennium and what is going to happen. People are just preparing themselves for a good fun, laughter, entertainment and enjoyment and pleasure in all the wrong spots and the wrong places. We should be preparing ourselves for ruju ila Allah. That, oh Allah, let not this millennium bug really cause us a great amount of disaster. Because when people are going to be planning all the time, and especially believers and Muslims, that we too will be catching this flight to America and enjoying all the haram there, and we will be catching this flight to another part of the world and enjoying all the haram there, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's plan, we do not know. That is what Allah ta'ala says. Did they feel secure against the plan of Allah ta'ala? Do we feel secure that we are going to go to those wrong places and we will be saved from the sudden earthquake there, or from the gale force winds that will destroy those haram spots, or from the flood waters that will destroy them, or from some other disasters that will strike there? We do not know. So therefore, the right thing, the sensible thing, the correct thing to do is ruju ilallah. Make use of the ni'mat, eat good food, wear good clothes, travel in good cars, stay in good homes. I keep saying that we are not depriving you of any of the good ni'mats of Allah, of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Only thing, restrain yourself from haram. Restrain yourself from haram. And see what Allah Ta'ala gives in the heart. Try it out. How long are we going to wait, just listening and listening? Try it out and see what Allah Ta'ala gives. May Allah Ta'ala give me also and give you also. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.